morning hours in doing something for yourself, for your body, for your mind. But on the other hand, if you fall prey to the comfort and just shut off the alarm and go back to sleep, maybe it is actually taking you away from the goal that you would have desired for yourself. So this is an appeal to all of you. This is a tip to all of you. Do not fall prey to your habits. You have a mind of your own. Let your brain work for you. Let it do what it's supposed to do and not just do things unconsciously. Let it not do things without giving you a choice because you are intelligent. You have a brain. Use it. Use it. Use all the knowledge that you have because knowledge which is not used goes dead within a few minutes. However, if you can use it, it will be experience. It will be expertise. This is how skills are built. This is how you become the person that you want to be. And there is no problem. There is no harm in doing something which is uncomfortable. You may feel a little uneasy, but believe me, living a life with pain and a pain of regret is so much more than living a life where you are going through pain every day, exercising your muscles, your physical muscles, exercising your brain, becoming uncomfortable, because that is going to ensure that you do not grow up with pains of regret. You know why? Because pains of regret are so much more difficult to get away from. It will pinch you. It will bother you for days together. Do not live a life with regret. Look at it. Look at life at every moment. Do something that you want to do today. Do not wait for tomorrow because you know tomorrow never comes. Do what you want to do today. Live your passion. Live your interests. Live what you have always hoped for. Focus, set goals. If you have not set it already, set goals. Identify your dreams, convert them into goals, and put up a plan of action. Start living those actions today. Ask for help. Take support from people that you have because maybe your life journey is not going to be lived on your own. You need support. Do not hesitate to ask for help. It's okay to feel vulnerable. It's okay to ask for help because help is there all around you. There are resources around you that you may never have thought about. Pause for a minute. Look at the support system that you have. Look at the resources that you have around you. They are here to help you grow. They are here to help you become that better person. They are here to help you become that version of yourself that you have always dreamt. But you have always had the regret that you are not going there. Why? Because you are falling prey to your habits. You are making choices that you did not want to make, but you made them even otherwise because your brain did not give you any other option. However, in every minute, in every moment of your life, there are plenty of choices. There are always things that you can do to become the version, to become the person that you've always wanted to be. So aspire, dream, become the person, set the version, set the description of the version that you want to be. Become that person. You have the choice. It is there in your hands. It is not something that you leave to destiny. Destiny is not something that human beings can depend on. You have control over your life. Make choices. Become aware that there are choices around you because that is what you can control. Control your choices. Control your destiny. That's what I tell you today. And as you move forward to a better life, to a better version of yourself, this is something that you can do every day. There is nothing that is not possible. The impossible also has the words, I am possible. It is possible. So from today, start living that life that you always wanted to live. Because on the last day of your life, when you look back at how you have lived, have you lived only for yourself? Or have you lived for someone else? Have you added value to somebody's life? Can somebody out there tell that this person did something for me which made my life so much better? Start living a life where when you reach the end of it, there is no regrets. you can look back at your life and say, yes, I lived it. I spent every moment in doing something that I've always wanted to do. I lived my life enjoying it. I gave value. I passed on my value to others. I made the life of others valuable. I added something to somebody else which made their life better. My life was not only about me. It was about all the people who cared for me, who depended on me, who loved me. And that's a regret that I do not want to have at the end of the day, end of my life. And I'm sure you would not want to have that regret as well, because we only live once. Make the most of this life, friends. Make the most of this. You are given the gift of life, and you don't want to waste it. You don't want to do something that you do not want to do and waste it away, and then realize at the end of it, I could have done better. I could have done something different. Do not die with the pain of regret. What is my morning routine? Okay, so I wake up at around 5:15 every morning. The purpose is just get ready, and by 6 o'clock we have our workouts. So we work out on every alternate day. Okay, one day we run and one day we work out. Now, when I say workout, there are different parts of the body that are the focus. So probably on a Tuesday, we focus on our legs. Okay, or Wednesday, we run, we do a hill run, okay, an inclined run to build your endurance. Thursday is the focus on your core, because as a runner, it is very important that you focus on your core. Your core muscles have to be very strong, because that's what is going to keep you on your feet. And then we have Friday, which is more of speed runs. Okay.